inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. The flip side, it is Tuesday, November the 13th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who didn't catch it all in the last hour, the Tuesday Bob Chapman special, good only for Tuesday, by the way, is British Sovereigns, quarter ounce, brilliant uncirculated, pre-1933. Greatest deal out there for a quarter ounce of gold, $215, a $10 discount from where it was a week ago. Buy the dips, and trust me on this one. trying to pick a market within $20 or $30 is fruitless. It makes no logical sense. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you if the price of gold is going to go down $10 or $20 tomorrow or go up $10 or $20. Nobody can. But obviously, if you believe in the concept that gold will breach $1,000, perhaps $2,000, trying to pick a market by $20 or $30, it's silly. Because at $1,000 an ounce, won't make any difference. As promised, pick up some callers from the other side. We got Bill in Idaho. Hey, Bill.
Yes, Robbie?
Yes, sir.
Yes, excellent as usual. I sure hope Dr. Chapman has an opportunity sometime to hear the rest of this on the archive. But considering the observations of not only you, but Dr. Chapman, John, and a couple of the guests, your observation in regard to that CPO in relation to a sector, a southern sector analysis, did you get a chance to listen to BBC the other night about Barclays commentary in their dulcet tones?
No.
And, they were mentioning 7T, and if that's even a close number, 7 trillion, the seven sector analysis using a combination of artificial intelligent fractal of fuzzy logic of these criminals would warrant that your question or the guest's question in regard to the amount of how did he say it? The percentage of the unannounced dollar and cent percentage.
Yeah. We're taking a break. Catch your thoughts. We'll be right back after this, together with the closing prices of Wall Street and the gold and silver prices after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Tuesday, speaking with Bill in Idaho. Bill, I couldn't understand a single thing you were saying, but then again, I wasn't paying much attention to the last 2 hours of John's show.
Well, we all need vacations at one time or another, and I'm glad you're the one that gets to have one. The question being, in regard to the inflationary monetary M3, for that period of whatever period of time they have not been announcing it, in relation to what is going on with Barclays, $7+ trillion, as far as they're copping to right now. I think it's fraud, but that's what they're copping to right now. And I had a follow-on question.
Well, they're disputing that report, as you well know.
I could well understand, considering what. Go ahead.
I'm just merely pointing out that you're talking about the story that broke yesterday about Barclays Bank, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Considering that is being disputed, and including the possibility, Catherine Fitz discussion on Coast, as far as black budget off-book financing or fraud is a component of this, what is the ultimate number on page 4 that I sent you on the London secondary fix of August of 89 in relation to where the market is presently per fine troy ounce?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You didn't run the number?
No.
I would only follow on with the question and request that you do that, because obviously you guys have a finer understanding of that industry. But the follow-on is, I guess we can assume that the Bishop of Rome will not declare 2007 as a jubilee year, redemption of all debt.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea, Bill. Sorry, brother.
Well, it would. I only ask in relation to the fact that there were a whole room of insurance makers, people that write very large insurance policies and or bonding for the state of Idaho. They wouldn't even allow even the concept of this discussion to be part of their planning. Yeah. Good luck, Robbie.
Thank you, Bill. All very confusing. How did Wall Street finish the day? Well, if you just arrived on the planet today, you'd think, well, time to clap your hands and be happy. Dow closed up 319 points at 13,307. Why was the folks on Wall Street so exuberant? Well, Walmart announced, and it was all based on Walmart, Walmart announced that it expects a good holiday season. Walmart expects it. Nobody else does. Oil played into it today. Oil coming down almost $4 at one stage, dampening all hopes of guys cashing in their $100 call options today. And then Bank of America said, look, we got some subprime problems, but it's no big deal, about $3 billion. So everybody was happy. Tech stocks took off like a rocket train. Everybody's back on Google and Yahoo and Apple. NASDAQ soaring 89 points to close at 2,673. Even the S&P 500. Wasn't left behind in all the fun and excitement, up 41 points at 1,481. In the metals complex, gold was off $8.90 in New York City, closing at $798.50. Silver off 18 cents at $14.65. Platinum up $29 at $1,420. Palladium up 5 at $373. Currently, in Asian trading, gold is up $3.40, back over the $800 mark in the spot month, currently sitting at $801.20. Silver up 8 cents at $14.68. As we mentioned, crude oil finally closing down at $3.22 on the day. Crude oil's last trade was $91.40. Don't expect prices at the pump to follow. And the U.S. dollar index, although it was in plus territory for most of the day, it closed down by 2 basis points, back once again under that 76 U.S. dollar index, closing today at 75.90. What do you make, as I mentioned at the top of the show? A lot of people out there get silly when it comes to buying gold. In that, a lot of people try as best as they can to pick a bottom. You can't pick bottoms, just like you can't pick tops. It's virtually impossible. If it was easy to pick bottoms, I wouldn't have bought gold yesterday, which I personally did for my own account. I would have waited today. I would have got it almost $10 cheaper. And I'm in the business. I follow this stuff minute by minute, hour by hour, while you're still in slumberland out there. I'm up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning looking and seeing what's going on. I have no more insight into this market than anybody else does. There are some things that I do know for sure. I do know for sure that gold is going over $1,000. When? I don't know. There's many people smarter than me that say we will see $1,000 gold before Christmas. There are others that are more conservative who feel that when these 2 million resets subprime mortgages, these adjustable rate mortgages reset, in 2008, that's when you'll start to see blood in the streets once again. All that's, as I said, it's people smarter than me making these calls. But what gets me frustrated on a consistent basis when people seem to think that they have the ability to save a dollar here or a dollar there. And usually when you're trying to scrimp and save a dollar here and a dollar there, ultimately you always end up paying a lot more than you should be paying to begin with. And as I said, trying to pick bottoms is ludicrous. You just buy it and you put it away and you forget about it. A simple philosophy that I've had for many years, just simply because of the fact that I believe in Murphy's Law, and that the day I buy, the next day it will be cheaper. I have not been disappointed with sticking to that philosophy, no matter whether it's gold or whether I've gone into a department store and bought a fine suit of clothing, only to find out the next week they have a 50% sale of exactly the same suit that I just paid $500 for. It's just how it is. It's life. Just accept it, deal with it, and move on. When people start to get into these minutiae, is ultimately not only are you going to make a bad decision, more than likely you are going to obviously get so frustrated with the whole system that you end up doing nothing. And that's actually even more detrimental to your financial well-being as anything. And I can understand this. I can empathize with this. I mean, who am I? I'm just a voice on the radio, for goodness sake. My personal life experiences is something that I try and translate into events that are happening today just to give you a better understanding of what is going to go on. I do not buy into the apocalyptic visions that many people have, such as people who call me who want to buy junk silver, for instance, because they've heard on other networks that at some point in time the barter and trade business is going to be dominated by people with junk silver. This is a myth. It's not going to happen. Why? Well, first of all, there's very little pre-64 quarters and dimes and half dollars out there. It is not going to be widespread. Number two, the majority of people out there have no clue what a pre-1964 quarter, dime, half dollar is worth. And for your information, good rule of thumb, it's not 100% accurate, but you can use this as a rule of thumb, that a pre-64 quarter, dime, half dollar is worth four times its face value. It's never going to come down to a situation where it's only worth... The reason you want to buy gold and why you want to buy silver, and I'll give you a very good reason why you want to buy silver, by the way. As we were speaking earlier about, if you go to the Federal Reserve's own website, the inflation calculator, and if you look at what $50 would have bought you in 1980, what would the equivalent get you today, you come up with a figure of $125. Realistically, that's where the price of silver should be. But it's not there yet. It's going to get there when, I don't know. Anyway, we'll take this break and be right back with all the rest of the story.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Facebook store, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Tuesday. You know, trying to project things is virtually impossible. We go by best guess analysis. And just to show you how flawed the system is, if you remember at the start of the war with Iraq, we were told by many, many smart people, allegedly, that the war would actually be a win-win, financially speaking, for the United States. Mere $100 billion. And then, according to Paul Wolfowitz, the abundance of Iraq's oil would not only pay for the war, it would pay for the rebuilding, and everything's fine, and don't worry about it. Well, Wolfowitz was off by a factor of 100. Now, granted, the Democrats today, for political reasons, released their estimates of what this war has cost us in hidden costs, and they say they've come up with a figure of $1.5 trillion, which is nearly twice the requested amount of this administration of $804 billion to continue the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so here you have the problem with trying to project costs and trying to project what ultimately it will be. And it's the same thing when we come to this subprime debacle, because it's just guesstimates at this time. I think it was Bill who pointed out, BBC did a report yesterday, day before, where it took a look at the carnage on Wall Street. And it guesstimates, if you will, that the scale of losses that will hit Wall Street banks could approach $500 billion And that's the best guessed estimate. It's kind of like the Wolfowitz estimate. It's going to cost us $100 billion. It could be substantially more than $500 billion. And there's many examples in history. We can go back and look at the same projections of what it's going to cost to, for instance, bail out the savings and loan. I think originally it was only a $1 billion loss. To this day, we still don't know the full extent of the losses incurred by the savings and loan debacle, but I can guarantee you it wasn't $1 billion. Now, the U.S. subprime crisis, as we well know, is leading to a wave of foreclosures across the United States that's having a devastating effect on the U.S. housing market and is likely to lead to the halving of U.S. economic growth rate in the next 6 months. Now, George Bush came out today and gave a speech where he said everything's fine. America is a resilient economy. We survived all kinds of catastrophes. 9/11, he always brings up 9/11. And one thing and another. And he says the economic growth rates indicated last quarter at 4.9% government figure. We know it's bogus because they're going to readjust that figure in January. Well, it was a little anemic. It was under 2%. But these are the problems when you're making these kind of projections. It is quite possible that this financial debacle is going to be substantially more. You have, best guesstimate, $2.8 trillion in distressed mortgage bonds. This is also including $1.3 trillion in subprime bonds. And when you start, you see, we start talking about this. Nobody even knows what $1 billion looks like, let alone what $1 trillion looks like. Let me try and give you an example of what $1 trillion looks like. If you can think of the Washington Monument stacked up with $100 bills, $1 trillion goes halfway up the Washington Monument. And if you want a really interesting comparison to what how much gold there is in the world, if you look at the Washington Monument, just think of a basketball court at the bottom about 18 feet high. That's the amount of gold that's out there, as opposed, and this is just $1 trillion we're talking about, not, you know, many, many trillions of dollars. I mean, it's mind-boggling in its proportion of how much how much red ink there is going to be when this thing finally washes out, if it will ever wash out. According to Mark Zandi of Moody's, there are $1.3 trillion worth of subprime and other distressed mortgages that were issued in 2005, 2006, and the first half of 2007 that will see their terms, their mortgages, change for the worst over the next 2 years. I mean, we're going to be living with this problem right through the election.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. And so, to answer the question, why did the financial sector get this whole debacle wrong? Well, we'll answer that one for you in just a minute. Well, it's easy. Greed. Let's go to the phones. We've got Joel in, where is it, Wisconsin?
Yes, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Am I on?
Yes, you are, sir.
Okay, I had a call because I heard you talking about what a trillion worth of $100 bills, how high that would measure.
Yes.
And I've researched this a long time ago, and I'm afraid you're just way off.
Higher?
Now listen, and you just look it up yourself, because I did.
Okay.
I went right to the bank and had the teller measure 1,000 bills. They came to a little over 5 inches. So then,
in what? In $100 bills, right?
It wouldn't matter. So, yes, if we're talking $100 bills, the 5 inches don't matter what denomination's on the bill.
Yeah.
But if we're talking $100 bills, this is the way it comes out. A little over 50 inches would be $1 million. over 4,000 feet, I think it's 4,166 feet, would be $1 billion. And $1 trillion would be 739 miles high.
Oh.
Now, maybe they don't sound right to you, but you just figured out yourself. I did.
Well, I think obviously when you look at the Washington Monument, you're talking in a single pile going all the way up, right?
Yes.
He was, well, obviously, if you've seen the Washington Monument's got a big circumference.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
So in order to try and help people understand what $1 trillion is, he says if you stood at the Washington Monument, $1 trillion would go half the way up the Washington Monument.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're filling in the space then.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
I just thought you were talking height.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's into outer space, brother, and then
yes.
Some.
Yes, it is. 739 miles high.
And yes.
Anybody can check it out themselves.
Yeah. And I know it's hard to get people to visualize it because we've become so blasé with the number.
Right. Yeah, that's just one trillion.
Yeah.
I mean, remember years ago, your friend Kissinger, back when the Vietnam War was ending, he came on the air with his exuberant voice, and he was saying it's going to take $1 or $2 billion to get that straightened out over there. And I was thinking, look what he just said on national TV. $1 or $2 billion. He was a billion off. He couldn't even get closer than a billion way back in the 60s. Because I'm thinking, can't you get closer than that, pal?
Well, nobody can. You see, all these projections are all so false.
Yeah.
Because they are all tempered down in order to stop the panic.
Right.
I mean, if we truly, I mean, look at the simple fact of life. Since George Washington to Ronald Reagan, the United States incurred $1 trillion in debt.
Right.
Since Ronald Reagan, George Bush 1, to current George Bush 2, we've increased the national debt by some $8 trillion.
Right. And the public is oblivious to it.
I'm sure.
And they don't know how the money comes into the system, and they're not conscious of the interest that we're paying on that or who it goes to.
Well, I mean, this is where the big problem lies. United States needs $2 billion a day of foreign investment just to pay the interest on the national debt.
That reminds me of something else. I've called once before. If you remember, I talked about no planes hitting the towers.
Oh, yes.
And you were saying, how could you get, that would be such a big scam. Well, look at the scam we're talking about right here. There's trillions of dollars of debt, and people don't even know where the money comes from or that it's borrowed into the system. That's a bigger scam.
So there's scams everywhere. America, look, P.T. Barnum said it best, I mean, why are these scams so successful? Because an idiot is born every minute.
And people would rather believe a lie than to figure out the truth.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, look, I've got friends of mine that are in total denial.
Yeah.
Who think that I'm way off course. But the reality is, and this is the reason why people have got to understand why are we seeing obviously hits, gold taking a hit. Their biggest fear right now, because Joe Sixpack out there has the ability to comprehend round numbers. Joe Sixpack understands what $100 oil means. Joe Sixpack out there understands what $1,000 gold means. He understands that that doesn't spell anything good for anything else that's going on around there. So the powers that be have to do whatever they can to obviously give an opiate to the masses.
Right. They can't.
And so long as they can keep oil below 100 and gold below 1,000, they think they can control this. But I think this time around, this is the time when they have lost all control of this. Well, because the numbers are just too big and too mind-boggling to comprehend.
Well, actually, they were. They've been a long time, but so I'm not sure. I know they can do it when they can go whatever direction they want, whenever they want, because they totally control the minds of the public. If they tell them that in the morning that things are good, then things are good, and everybody goes to work and things are good. But if they want to crash it, they can crash it because it should have crashed years ago.
Well, sure, but nothing ever happens in Washington or Wall Street that's not already pre-programmed and pre-planned to happen.
Right.
Things don't just happen.
I know that. So it's just whenever they really have it planned to do it. I suppose if as long as they can get away with fooling the people, I would call this smoothly, or let's say not fighting in the streets and stuff like that. If they can continue that going, then I think they're just going to keep, you know, then the sky's the limit. I mean, it's just credit anyway. What's the difference between you and me? What's the difference between $9 trillion and $16 trillion? Nothing. There ain't no difference. Because $9 trillion is unimaginable. So if they really want to, they could just take it up to $16 trillion. It don't really matter. But if they want to crash it, they could crash it.
Oh, sure. Well, look, there's no question. I mean, things are done for reasons. And it's usually done for a small select group of people to acquire greater power and greater wealth.
I think they got us so fooled right now. They're using us to take over the Middle East, and if I think when America gets sick of that, then it might be time to crash it, and then bring in the Chinese. We've been building up their military for how many years? I think they're going to be the next world military. Right now, we are.
Well, that's already debatable. I mean, you left out the other major player out there. While Americans are consumed with fear, and unfortunately, a lot of that fear is currently being generated by Tom Tancredo with his new commercial talking about the suicide bombers in shopping malls of America. I mean, people buy into this, and they become fearful of this. But yet, for whatever strange reason, they don't see the consequences of Russian bombers flying off the coast of Alaska, testing U.S. air defenses.
Right. Well, I was going from, I know what you're talking about, but I was talking about the public, the GDP. From their perspective, we're the biggest, toughest one on the block. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, well, it's that whole mentality of we're number one.
Yes.
You know, and unfortunately, America doesn't lead the world in many things. Well, it does. It leads the world in a lot of bad things. Well,
right, credit.
Good things. Sure. I mean, it's amazing how a few people could have taken this. Well, I witnessed this personally myself. How a few people in my former home country. Obviously, we're on a path that wasn't in the best interests of the people, and I'm sure there were substantial financial incentives for them to do that, and they couldn't care about the rest of the people so long as they were taken care of.
Right.
And that's why I say Africa's past is America's future.
Yep.
Because what happened in Rhodesia, what happened in South Africa, I'd be hard-pressed to make an argument that it's not going to happen in the land of the free and the home of the brave, because the same people are doing the same things.
Yep.
And, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, you know what the answer to that question is.
Right, but you're just wasting your breath trying to tell people that.
Sure. You know, they have to see it up close and personal and experience it firsthand, and then maybe they'll be spurred into action.
But that's
going to
be too late.
I remain optimistic that we have a shot for the first time since I've been following U.S. presidential elections. And I know there's a lot of people out there that still don't buy into it. But Ron Paul has opened the eyes of many people. He's done more good in the past 12 months since he announced he's running for the... He has done more to waken and educate a whole generation of people. I mean, each day that goes by, I'm more amazed as I go through the net, reading various sites, how many, first of all, young people are tuning into what Ron Paul is saying. I'm even more amazed how many people on the left have good things to say about Ron Paul, to the point of even changing their party affiliation so they can vote for him. I mean, I've never seen a single candidate garnish this kind of interest from what are normally people opposed to a Republican form of government. It's quite amazing.
Right. I agree with you there. He's gone further than even like Pat Buchanan did.
Oh, sir.
He's surpassed.
And don't be shocked or surprised if he wins the New Hampshire primary by a large amount.
Pat Buchanan won that, and then rather than them announcing that, they started calling Bob Dole front runner.
Well, you know.
So it's a really, Robbie, you have some hope. I don't anymore, but you know, I'm all for yours, and I agree with you on Ron Paul and stuff. But the media just controls the minds of the people. The people I talk to still don't know who he is. They'll see a sign someplace out of town and say, then they'll ask me, who's Ron Paul? And then they will just look him up, you know, and whatever he says, you're not going to disagree with. But they don't do that. They're going to listen. They'll go right back to the radio or the TV and listen to that and think they're smart.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that there's so much misinformation, especially from sources that you would assume would be more responsible in the way they disseminate information. But people usually tend to listen to people who just simply reinforce their own political beliefs. Listeners to Rush Limbaugh like Rush Limbaugh because he just reinforces their belief system that Jews are the chosen people, and that we have to, in order to be safe, kill all the Muslims.
Right. There's different levels of discontentment. The normal people are just out there, Joe Sixpack, listening to the normal news, and they think everything's fine. Then if somebody that just gets a little twinge that ain't right, there's something wrong, then they're going to switch to level one, would be like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Then they'll get all excited about that because those guys are saying that the mainstream media is not telling the truth. So now these people think that Hannity and Limbaugh are telling the truth. Then if you can see through that, you might go to the next step and the next step. And there's a step out there for everybody, including down the shortwave and things like that. Aren't they all licensed by the government?
No.
What?
No.
Are you kidding me?
They're independent radio stations that are controlled by large conglomerates like Clear Channel that do dictate policy as to what can be said over the air. You ain't get an argument from me on that one.
They're licensed, aren't they? Don't you have to have their broadcaster's license?
Sure. There's broadcaster licenses, but those are held by private corporations. And it's not to say that the private corporations aren't influenced by dictates from the government, we recently witnessed the brouhaha of Don Imus getting fired because he said something that offended somebody.
Right, because you have to comply with the rules of the license or you're not going to have your license, and that's going to be projected out to each one of your broadcasters.
Well, certainly. I mean, I'm not arguing about manipulation of the broadcasting giants, because they do. I mean, look, a typical case in point, look at Fox News.
Well, yeah.
Why anybody actually even watches that channel is beside me, because it's got the intelligence of lawn furniture.
Well, because they divide the public that way. There's the liberal, that Fox News is allegedly the conservative faction, isn't it? Where the rest are the liberal. And so if you're a good Christian conservative, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity following person, you would listen to Fox News.
Yeah,
do you believe that George Bush is a good Christian conservative?
And if you watch Fox News in the early hour of the morning, it's all soft porn. I mean, it's it's bizarre to watch.
I don't watch TV at all, so I don't know.
Whenever I want to get irritated, I watch Fox News.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks for the call there, Joel.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. We'll take a short break. Be right back. Wrap this puppy up for Tuesday.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, my friends. Final statement for this Tuesday. We've got a couple of callers. Try and squeeze them in. By the way, in Asia, Asians are snapping up gold. Gold up $6 in Asian trading at 803.50. Silver up 11 cents. Bargain hunters galore. Let's go to Doug in Texas. Hey, Doug. Hello, Doug. Hello, anybody?
Hello, can you hear me?
There you go.
There we go. Hey, I'm all for Ron Paul. I'm doing everything again to get him elected, but just in case he doesn't, I have a question. I'll plant a little, or not a question, but plant a seed for everybody to think about. I wonder if there's enough Ron Paul supporters nationwide to fill a city, to fill several cities, to fill a county, to fill several counties, or maybe even fill a state. I wonder if we could start a state with Ron Paul supporters and do things our way.
You know, I don't know if you caught my show when I was talking about my drive through Texas on Highway 380.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to know the name of that bay again. I forgot to write it down.
It's called Runaway Bay.
Runaway Bay.
And it was a great community, and that was the first thing I thought about. You know, rather than having big grandiose ideas of you know, taking over the House of taking over Congress and the Senate or the presidency, like-minded people finding, well, they tried this in New Hampshire, and I don't know how successful it was. And I'm sure they're still doing it over there. Because, you know, they try to set up a very similar system, get a whole bunch of people to move to New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
And had I not spent a really cold winter in New Hampshire in the 90s, I would have been all for that. But unfortunately, weather plays a big decision in where I go.
Me too.
And New Hampshire just, you know, just doesn't cut it. I mean, after 5 or 6 storms that blew through snowdrifts, 18 feet, you know, everything frozen. And so I looked at Runaway Bay, and it was perfect. It's pristine. It's green. The houses are really nice. Nice little community center. Everything was great until I went and researched Runaway Bay and found that it was the tornado capital of Texas. Which is a little discouraging. But we're on the same wavelength, my friend, and I think it would be very doable.
Well, it's just, you know, I think there's a whole lot of people totally fed up with the federal government, and it'd be interesting to start whatever size community, whether it's a city, several cities, county, several counties, or if we could fill up a state, can you imagine, and just tell the feds, goodbye.
Oh, sure. And let me tell you something. If that was successful and you had a community with virtually no crime where people could, you know, get out of their cars without locking it, leave your front door open as used to be the case, there's no question people would be hammering to get there. And that was, if you believe in this concept, I mean, that was the whole concept of states' rights. You see, I mean, states' rights were there so that states could compete with each other. And if one state had screwy policies, they thought that the people would punish that state and just simply move to another state. And unfortunately, considering we don't have the 10th Amendment anymore, that is another one of the dream of the founders that died.
Mm-hmm.
But appreciate the call, Doug. Thank you, sir.
Have a good evening, sir.
All right, my friend. Bob Chapman special for Tuesday. Tuesday only, British Sovereigns, $215. You can call 1-800-691-7898 till tomorrow. See you, bye.